This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Tim Link, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. We're going to have a fantastic show. It's very insightful as well as humorous and fun. We're going to go a little bit into the minds of dogs, our favorite human companions, and what they mean to us, and maybe a little bit about the spirituality of dogs in general. Of course, we'll be talking to author and writer, award-winning screenwriter, playwright, and author J.J. Flowers in her new book, The Spiritual Dog, Emissary of Unconditional Love and Healing. So it's going to be a great show. We'll talk to JJ a little bit about the book. We'll talk about writing in general. And yeah, we'll just have fun all the way around. So everybody hang tight. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Hey, are you and your little furry companion going on any trips this year? Well, make sure you check out Level 8 Luggage. Level 8 aims to be more than just a luggage brand. It's a premium travel companion. Visually, it pursues ultimate minimalism and the rigor of German engineering. Emotionally, it resonates in refined mindset toward travel. Valuing dignity, elegance, and high efficiency, Level 8 represents a way of traveling where everything else feels considered seamless and effortless, chic. So everybody check them out at level8cases.com. That's L-E-V-E-L, the number 8, C-A-S-E-S. And while you're there, type in promo code L81820. That's L81820. And you can get 20% off across the site. So for you and your next furry companion, travel companion, go to Level 8 Luggage. You won't be disappointed.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. So welcoming to the show is author, writer, screenwriter, playwright, extraordinaire, J.J. Flowers. J.J., welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And your new book, The Spiritual Dog, Emissary of Unconditional Love and Healing. Now, and I love all about it, and I love the spirituality about it, but I'm going to have you tell us a little bit about the book and how it all came about.
Well, I was going about my happy-go-lucky life. I was writing historical romances, which was a great gig because historical romances aren't like writing other books. When you write historical romance novels, they go out at a very large number. They sell through. It's like when you're writing that popular romance, it's really a great gig. But I reached the point where I just could not write those books anymore. I was having fantasies of killing off my heroines in really dreadful ways. And so I had to do something different. I did start writing other things, which I just loved. That was a fantastic journey too, which I, you know, a writer's always a writer. But then I had this happy life, and then came the tumultuous year where I lost first my husband, Dr. John Flowers, after 35 happy years of marriage. And then 11 months later, our son, John Paul, died.
Aww.
And the doors to the spiritual realm opened. The first sign of this, as I was walking in grief, I began experiencing their love energetically. It would, you know, I'd be like walking on the beach and I'd suddenly feel their love coming through. And it was so powerful, it would knock me to my knees and bust open my heart. And it was like I knew they were there. And that sent me on a journey of exploring metaphysics and courting mediums and psychics and so on and so forth. And during meditation, things began happening. And it was, you know, one mystical experience after another, very beautiful experiences, to where one day I was looking at my dog, and I had always loved dogs. There's never been a time in my life where I was enjoined with a dog. So I just, at this point, I was looking at my dog, and all of a sudden I realized that what we think are just these beautiful beings that we love so much, that there was a lot more going on.
That's fascinating. Well, first of all, condolences. It's quite an awakening. Obviously, losing family members is always a difficult time, but I always find that it's also, you know, it is a portal for reflection, and it's a portal for opening up to everything around you. So kudos for turning that tragedy into something that's very positive.
Yeah, grief is one of the most common and powerful spiritual passages that humans can go through. And a lot of people in my book, I love the part. Well, I feel one of the things in the book that I tackle is losing our dogs, because everyone listening, I'm sure, has lost a beloved companion or best buddy. And I have found that when we lose an animal, the grief can actually be more intense than when we lose a person. The difference usually, in most cases, is that when you lose an animal, that intense grief does not last as long as it does when we lose people. And I began getting information, spiritual information and guidance from my guides on what happens to our animals when they transition and how we can best move through that passage. Because it's a place where a lot of people have trouble, difficulty managing. I'm sure you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, going through the grief of losing an animal is, I would agree with you wholeheartedly, it's really more difficult at times than using a human companion or a relative. Just in the fact that you spend every waking moment with that animal, you take care of them, they rely on you, and they give you fantastic companionship that's unconditional. Also, we're wanting to know, you know, we always have those questions once that transition happens. You know, did we do the right thing? Did they go too soon, too early? Will I ever see them again? Will I ever feel them around me again? So all these questions we tend to go through with the human companions that we have, we definitely go through that same grief and cycle then with our animals.
Yeah, we do. And just any one of those questions, it's a big answer. The thing I would like to emphasize for readers that I think will help the most is to understand that there are no accidents. And I find often, I know you communicate with pets too, I find that pets at the end of their life, none of them actually want medical interventions. They are choosing to exit. And usually what is happening is they're waiting for you to be ready. And I go through this in my book, and there's ways of discerning when it's the right time to say goodbye, that there's things that will really help you make that discernment for what is best for your pet and what is best for you. And then to understand that, I put this in my book, this is like the main point of the book, is that animals come from the angelic realm and they all hold unconditional love. Love itself is vibration. Love is an energy, and it has many octaves. You know, you have the simple crush that you have on, you know, your neighbor or something, all the way up to God's source light, the love of God. And this octave goes on forever, for infinity. Animals come, they arrive holding a very high vibration of unconditional love. And what one of the main things, that it's the gift we get joining our lives to them. And one of the most beautiful parts about it, the exciting part about it, is when you start loving on an animal, you're amplifying your love. You're amplifying the energy of love. And that's very powerful. And so when an animal transitions, what they want you to know is that they might be gone, that physical body, but the love is forever. Their love, it's still there. And the other thing I would like to say, that it's kind of funny. It's not funny, but it's very profound, that after you lose your animal, what a lot of us are thinking that they're the ones who are lost, that they don't have us anymore, that wherever they are, they're looking back at us with longing, with yearning. And I'm really happy to tell you that that is just not true. Animals have told me that when they transition, it's like dropping an old coat and stepping into the light. And when they step into the light, they're surrounded by their soul buddies, by all the souls that love them. That's hundreds of beings. And it's a big celebration. They're excited. They're like, look at this life I just had. How great the walks, the love, the fun, the adventures. It's like a big celebration up there. Whereas the human is like in a cesspool of mourning and grief. And they look back on that. It's very hard for spirit beings to, this goes for all spirit beings. When we're depressed and sad and walking in grief, we appear as like gray blocks. And it's only when we shift our thinking to the love that we had, for instance, the love you had with that animal, that it changes our auric field, our energy system, and they can connect with us a lot easier.
Nice, nice. So when you first started writing the book, Spiritual Dog, was it more of a recollection of the journey that you've been going through? Or did you have the idea and concept that, hey, if I've went through this, I need to share this with others to help them heal during that time of grief? Or was it something totally different?
Oh, it was something totally different. I do a meta meditation, which is in my book, because I feel like it's the most powerful and transformative spiritual practice that anyone can foster. And once you start practicing it, you find a fun and rewarding, and it changes you. It not only changes you, but it changes the people you practice on, the people and the animals that you practice on. It's a way of, I go through it in my book, where we connect to the vibration of love, the energy of love. And then I show you how to send it out to other people, to your family, the people. I teach meta meditation. It's one of my favorite things. And so people who start practicing it are flabbergasted by how powerfully it will affect especially family members, but also difficult people. I tell stories in my book of difficult people who were changed by the meta meditation practice, which is really fun. And animals, you can use it. It really works on it works on everyone, but animals too. And the point was, when I do the meta meditation, I practice every day for like an hour and a half, I can ask questions and I get answers from my guidance. And I started asking questions about the role and the place and what animals, these beautiful beings, what they are and what their lives are like, their spiritual essence is about.
Nice. I love that. Well, we always say when they, animals have a purpose and they work every day to fulfill that purpose. And yes. When they've accomplished that, or their body's no longer serving them, then they make that transition into a heavenly space of love, heaven, earth, universal space of love, the rainbow bridge, whatever you want to label it. They all go back to that source energy. But as always, they are our furry angels when they're in body as well as afterwards. So everybody remember that for sure. JJ, when people pick up a copy of the book, The Spiritual Dog, Emissary of Unconditional Love and Healing, what do you hope they gain from it? If they sent you a note saying, hey, here's what I got from it, what would make you happy?
Oh, I've already gotten so many lovely notes. I just can't. Well, just think, you know how much you love this being who you've joined your life with. Well, now find out, you discover, knowing their spiritual journey, why you have that specific dog or why that cat walked into your life will amplify the love you feel for them. It also awakens you to your own spiritual journey, why you're here and what you're doing with this one beautiful life.
Absolutely. All right. That sounds fantastic. I love it. I love it. Well, everybody hang tight. We'll come back right after this commercial break, continue our conversation with author JJ Flowers and her book, The Spiritual Dog. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Hey, are you looking for a premium travel companion on your next trip or your summer journey? Well, make sure you check out Level 8 Luggage. Level 8 is more than just a luggage brand. It's fine, ultimate German engineering, and it's also valuing dignity, elegance, and high efficiency. It's your perfect travel companion. You can visit them at level8cases.com. That's L-E-V-E-L, the number 8, C-A-S-E-S.com. And while you're there, check out promo code L81820 to receive 20% off across the entire site. That's Level 8 Luggage. You'll be happy with your next travel companion.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. This is your host, Tim Link, and I continue my conversation with author extraordinaire J.J. Flowers and her book, The Spiritual Dog. Now, J.J., we talked a little bit before the break about the book itself, but obviously you have a long history of fantastic writing. You mentioned a little bit about the romance novels, and never, ever kill off all the main characters, no matter if it's romance novels, regular novels, screen, you just don't do that. And dogs, you never kill them off. That's rule number one.
Right.
But tell us a little bit about that, the different mediums that you've written for. You know, you've been a screenwriter, you've been a playwright, author of nonfiction, you've written novels, you've written romance novels. How do you wear so many different hats, and how do you go from one to the other? Has it been different sections of your writing life that you've gone through, or is it whatever moves you at the time?
It's whatever moves me at the time. And they say, this is a common wisdom for writers, that how the story first appears to you, whether it appears as a poem, a novel, a children's novel, a screenplay, a play, how it first appears is probably how it should appear. So just go with that. And that's, I've been pretty much how it is with me.
That's nice. That's nice. You know, because I know as a writer, there are opportunities that present themselves. And, you know, whether it's a writing for a magazine or an online, whether it's writing a novel or it's writing some nonfiction, but those are sort of things to, say pay the bills or get a little bit more money in the bank or whatever it may be. You know, they're passions, but yet you get paid to write for them, which is a double win. But the movement as far as what's moving you at the time sounds like has been a big part of your journey.
Yeah, it's actually impossible. I just can't write things. Like one time a producer called me up and he wanted me to write a story. This has happened before, and it's like people will tell me the story and I'm just like, oh, I couldn't write that. It just, it's not me. I just couldn't do it. But this one I could do. It was the story of the first Emma Edmonds. She was a young woman who disguised herself as a man and fought heroically in the Civil War. And oh my God, she had the most exciting, adventurous life and was such a hero in the Civil War. If she was a man, there would be statues all over of what she's done. And that was the only time where a story didn't originate from myself. So, and it was really fun writing. It just poured out of me, this, because sometimes, you know, I would encourage people to visit Paul Selig's books. They're channeled, and the what's called the Seth material, which a lot of our moms, I'm like 68, but so a lot of our moms, of the boomers' moms, all read the Seth material because she was very famous during the 70s and the 80s. She was like on Time magazine. She would be on talk shows, the most popular talk shows. And she channeled a high-level light beam named Seth. And the Seth books tell you how we're creating reality, which is very surprising and very powerful once you understand how our consciousness is actually creating this reality that's showing up for us. And so I feel like a lot of my stuff is channeled. Like, I love writing about historical figures. I've written a play about Ben Franklin. And the screenplay that's won the most awards was about Clarence Darrow, who is a famous civil rights. He was our nation's most famous trial lawyer. He did the Scopes Monkey trial, the Golden Globe, a lot of people. But anyway, I have his most compelling case. And I felt like he, with all the historical figures, Emma Edmonds too, I felt like they were sitting next to me telling me what's right. I don't even feel like, when I read it, it's like, I don't feel like it's my stuff at all. So I think a lot more of writing is probably spiritually influenced than we realize.
Yeah, well, I do. Writing comes, they say, from the heart. But it also, if you're writing nonfiction books, it has to come from your mind and your background, your actions, these type of things. But yeah, you always have to have a spiritual guide of some sort to help you out with these things, to give you clarity. When you get writer's block, you got to have some ways to unlock that a little bit. And definitely you count on your spirituality for that. And obviously, your angel dogs, call them in. They'll help you out. That's for sure.
Another really good tip for writer's block, which honestly I have never once had. I have someone wrote, I think it was John Irving. I read it too. I can't remember the title, but it's about a writer who has the opposite problem where they're just too prolific and the story just keeps going on and on. But a really great tip for that, I find this really helps a lot of people with their writing. If you have writer's block, put everything down and open a book. Just start reading, and that will unknot the block that you're experiencing in your own writing.
Nice. Nice, helpful tip. Nice, helpful tip for sure. Well, JJ, where can people pick up a copy of The Spiritual Dog and find out more about your writing and where you'll be and get to know you a little bit better?
Well, lately I'm on a lot of podcasts, it seems, but I think I have a website, jjflowersbooks.com. So most of my books are there and my screenplays are there. But you can also find me. I have a Substack called A Spiritualist Explains It All, The Wisdom of the Channeled Text. So Substack, just do JJ Flowers and Substack, and it should come up. I think people would enjoy that.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll definitely get those posted so everybody can take a look at it. And everybody, pick up a copy of the book. It is The Spiritual Dog, Emissary of Unconditional Love and Healing. You'll learn a lot, and it will definitely help you out in your life, especially if you've lost a furry or a family member. That's by JJ Flowers. JJ, thank you for coming on the show. Congratulations on another success. And we'll look forward to talking with you somewhere down the road.
Thank you. You were wonderful.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show today. I want to thank Level 8 Luggage and all the sponsors for making this show possible. I want to thank the producers for making the show possible as well. If you have any questions, ideas, comments for the show, you can drop us a line. Go to PetLifeRadio.com, and we'll be glad to answer your questions, entertain your comments, and bring on the people you want to hear from most. And while you're there, check out all the other wonderful shows. It's a cornucopia of barking fun. That's at PetLifeRadio.com. So until next time, write a great story about the animals in your life, and who knows, you may be the next guest on Animal Rights, Pet Life Radio. Have a great day.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.